Yamampai.
On this New Year's Day, we come just to honor you, give you the glory with our lives, with our time, with our effort, energy, and all that you have given us. Thank you for a new year, another opportunity to do new things. Precious Holy Spirit, I pray that you give me utterance this morning to bless the people you have chosen for yourself. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, please, no movement.
Bye.
We'll be done in a few minutes. Amen.
Amen.
Now, as you are seated quietly, just clap your hands to the glory of God. Is that all you can do?
Oh! Wait, one of it here. Yeah. Boom, and Sunny, I want the apple. Boom, boom, boom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ask the person sitting by you. Hannah, be flexible.
When your baby are flexing, say, aha.
Let me give you the answer. You want to know the answer?
I'm saying, who boy, no?
Inna kubopo. Amen.
Amen.
Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Sorry, chapter 9.
Shenkafo humano tin crown.
Verse number 2.
Chichemu mienu.
Say happy new year to somebody.
Oh, happy new year. Happy new year, sir. Happy new year.
Ask them only happiness.
Only happiness.
And excitement.
And excitement.
I want to minister to you briefly on something that all of us need as Christians. Amen.
Amen.
A very short sermon. Holy Spirit, let's go this morning. All right. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous, and the same event to the wicked, to the good and to the clean. Whatever happens to the clean also happens to the unclean. Whatever happens to him that sacrifices happens to him that does not sacrifice. As is the good, so is the sinner. And he that sweareth, as if it is the same like he that sweareth not. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this scripture makes us aware that the sun shines on everyone alike.
Trust them when my young say, "We are not a poor extra extra will be our answer."
Are you listening?
Yes.
If rain is falling, it falls on all of us same time.
Since you to a togu yeni na so pepepe,
and it says all things come alike to all. And
yeme ni na eba yeso pepepe.
Whatever event happens to the righteous also happens to the wicked. So it is almost like saying everyone shares the same fate. But you see, if you are a Christian, something must happen to you
as I say, bibi at all,
so that you can make a difference. Won't you say amen?
Amen.
Because if nothing happens to give you a clear advantage, then you are just like anyone else. So what is it that will give you that advantage? That head start. That will enable you to excel in a year in which you have no idea what is going to happen to you. I want to share with you. Won't you say amen?
Amen.
The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 10,
verse number
38.
Acts
chapter 10, verse number 38. Somebody shout,
hey.
He says, even or how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the... Please, I don't like movement, please. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power.
Senia onyanko Paul Esra Yesu Christo ngwa ofri Nazareth. A ode hon kron eni to me.
And he went about doing good.
Na oko bebia oko yebia na oye papa.
No. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth.
Senia onyanko pon esra Yesu Christo fi Nazareth.
With the Holy Ghost and power.
Osra ne ngo aye ngo sra ye onkonkon ani to me.
Who went about doing good.
Abebi biara oko ye no oye de ye papa.
Healing all that were oppressed of the devil.
Na osesa omo ana omo yare ni na yare otutu ahun bone.
For God was with him.
Nana onyankopon eka ne ho.
For God was with him.
Na onyankopon ka ne ho.
Oh, I bring you good news this morning.
O se odi asempe bi na ebre we na.
For God.
Nana onyankopon
was with him.
Eka ne ho.
Now, the scripture says how God anointed.
Trust him, Mr. Senia onyankopon esrango.
Ordinary Jesus of
yes,
Nazareth.
Christ,
no. Just say what I said. I said ordinary Jesus.
Ordinary Jesus. Jesus. Ordinary means everybody like.
You see, look there. He didn't say Jesus Christ. He said Jesus of Nazareth.
Wanka say Yesu Christ or see Yesu of free Nazareth.
So in this time, he was not called the Christ.
Now your friend Christo.
He was only called Jesus.
Now your friend Yesu.
Just like you are looking at me, you are only called what you are called. But by the end of this message, we shall add something to you. By the Holy Ghost and power. Look, he said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth.
Nazareth.
He was anointed with Holy Ghost. And power.
And to me.
And after that, he became enabled
to me
to do good.
Ah, to me the yeah, papa.
Are you listening to me?
What here?
You see. For you to be able to do good this year, you need to be anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. And you will go about doing good and bringing solutions to people. Why? Because God will be with you.
If you say,
why do you need the anointing? Because in the book of Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, the Bible says that everything is a burden in this life. Many people are carrying many burdens.
10:27.
And he says, and it shall come to pass that in that day, the burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder. The burden,
The problems. The disappointments. The failures. The pain. The confusion. All the issues of life shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, from off thy neck. Why? And it shall be destroyed also. Why? Because of the anointing. You see, I can give you the microphone to preach what I'm preaching. But there's something you don't have. It is called the anointing.
Your friend in Gosra.
Are you around?
Oh,
or you just went home?
And I said, go for you.
I said, all things come alike to all. But some people are emboldened to face life more than others. Somebody say, hey.
Somebody say, hey.
We have something extra. Something extra. And that is what you need. It will break the yoke. It will separate you from everybody else. The whole world will see that you have started a new day. A new opportunity has come your way. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Who needs the anointing?
Why in here, Gosra?
Wow.
Wow.
You see?
Well,
I want to give you a certain scripture.
So, so be my trust in me.
In Psalm 45, verse 7.
In your main woman, you know.
It says, thou will begin to love righteousness and hate wickedness.
Not just say, what time, Chimode?
Therefore, God.
That's your young couple.
Thy God
had
anointed thee with the oil of gladness. But there's something in addition. He said you will be anointed with the oil of gladness above your equals. I said above your fellows, above your classmates. You start life with some people, and they will see you again. Oh, for sure, they will see you. They will identify you. That was my classmate. That was my schoolmate. That was my coursemate. We were in the same room.
Oh, near our dance.
Under the same lecturer.
And
then you tell them, I am no more under that lecturer. I am anointed. Because the anointing will lift you up above your peers. I said it will lift you up above your peers. What a shock. That is what you need. You make a mistake of thinking that you need something else. That there are other things that are more important, more urgent, of a top priority. You are suffering from a depraved mind.
Hello.
Hi. You see, when God says something, and says this is what you need. In your mind, you think that you need something different. And then you go out pursuing all of that. And you can pursue it for years. And years. And years. And then you come back to your senses one day. And realize that I have wasted my time. I have been on a wild goose chase. Almost like going on witch hunting. By then it might be late for you. And so when we preach like this, if I were you, I would tell the Lord something this morning. Open my ears.
me understanding. Help me understand what the preacher is saying. I said, what you need this morning, what you need is the anointing. Can I hear an amen? I said, what you need is the anointing. I said, that is what you need. Tell somebody this year, that is what you need. So it's better you start pursuing it now.
Yes, I will share here. I yet,
no, don't waste time.
Men say, Umri.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The eye,
anyone
must begin to see.
I say,
very well. Put your hand on your eye and say to yourself, My eyes will see.
We'll see
very well.
Very well.
And I'll perceive what is right.
What is right.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, there is an ointment. It is called eye salve.
Your friend, eye salve.
It is in the Bible.
Our trust in me.
And the scripture says that is what you need for your eyes to be opened. Won't you say amen?
Amen.
Yes. You see, for you to excel quickly, for you to move faster than you are moving, for you to do things and achieve things quickly and quicker than everybody else, for you to be able to overtake. For you to be able to overtake, your eyes must see well. Would you say amen?
Amen.
He says, anoint your eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see. Say to yourself, I am being anointed.
I am being anointed.
And my eyes are being anointed.
And my eyes are being anointed.
Honestly, it will make you see things differently. Oh yeah. Somebody said, I need elders in the church to advise me. Thank you for your wonderful advice. But I have a counselor. He is called the Holy Ghost.
Your friend,
I better prepare and depend upon him. Oh, what a shock. Are you listening to me? In Psalm 92 verse 10,
he
said, my authority shall be exalted.
Jesse, to me, I'm the dear, dear, no, you be.
My horn shall be exalted like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. When you are anointed, you are exalted. As when you are anointed, you are promoted.
Hey, Jesus' name.
Say to somebody, this year, you shall be anointed.
You shall be anointed.
And your promotion will follow.
And your promotion will follow.
Your promotion will follow.
Your promotion will follow.
Your horn shall be exalted.
Your horn shall be exalted.
I believe it in Jesus. What a shock.
What a shock.
Hallelujah. You see, there are certain things that you must do. And when somebody does them, the same thing at the same time, they will fail.
Ah, my God, amen. Are you
listening to me?
What's here?
Both of us are selling. Ah, by the time I come, I have the conviction that today I will do well. I will sell better. You must have the conviction as you walk around this Accra. Oh yes.
I can give you 10 cities.
Bet me am our city do.
And keep 10 cities.
Now me the city do.
And we will spend it the whole day.
Now that is na
but the difference between the two of us.
So so yeah, that me know me.
Is that I will spend the 10 cities and I'll be so satisfied.
Ah, listen me. That 10 cities me the did I am be be about say me.
And you?
Now
you will still be hungry.
Obo say come back us madu.
The anointing does many different things. The Lord provides for you when men cannot provide for you. The Lord will take you to places where no man can take you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Psalm 20 verse 6, he said, now I know that the Lord saveth the anointed.
Psalm 26.
He will save the anointed. I said he will save. He will save. He will rescue the anointed. Say to somebody, I think that is what you need.
I think that is what you need.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it is the only thing that will exalt you.
If you say any other part, people pay you one guy. Amen.
And the enemy will deceive you into thinking you need that. You need that one.
You need this.
Those of you who are not, should I say it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Okay. Okay.
And the Lord will show mercy to the anointed.
Would
you say
A?
Mercy. You see, as you are a human being and you live on this earth, by all means, you will need mercy. I said by all means, you will need mercy. But the Lord showeth mercy to the anointed. How God anointed Jesus of
Nazareth
with the Holy Ghost and power. You see, when you are anointed, there is something else that comes with it. Somebody tell them, power comes with it. Power.
Power. Power comes with it. Any 2 minutes.
Great deliverance. Psalm 18 verse 50. Great deliverance. Giveth he to his king and showeth mercy to his anointed. Great deliverance. The Lord will deliver you this year. I said the Lord will deliver you this year. It is the anointing that will break. Break. I said break your burden. The anointing will solve that problem for you. Look, if you are a leader, you are here. Open your eyes and look for the anointing. Some of you are looking for money. You have been looking for this money, this thing called money. You are looking, you are searching, always looking, searching. Busy.
Hot man.
Did you hear what I said?
What did you say?
Go to Isaiah 10:27. You need this, you need that. I need this, I need that. Every day you need something. And I'm showing you what you need. Look,
he
says, and it shall come to pass in that day. Which day is that? The day on which you are anointed. The day on which you will be anointed. For some of you, it could be today. For some of you, it could be today. You can be anointed today. You can be anointed right now. As I speak, the Holy Ghost can fall on you. And you shall be anointed.
Jesus.
can feel
so thinker.
Some solutions are coming your way. Some of the things you have been searching for. You like material things too much. No. Material
things.
Be careful, I don't throw you down there. Can you hear me now? You, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
You are sure?
Very well.
Or you need to take some things from your ear. You can hear properly.
Proper.
Good. I think he also needs the anointing.
I need it a lot. I need it.
What do you think?
Yes. I need it.
But if I fire him now, I won't have any interpreter. Because he will sleep for a while.
If he said, "Meda kakra."
Won't you say amen?
Kasi amen.
I told you all things come alike.
Two people.
The difference for you this new year will be for you to seek the oil, the heavenly substance. That is what you need. I promise you. Desire that one. The Bible says that blessed are those who hunger. And thirst after righteousness. You are already blessed when you are hungry for the heavenly material. What is the anointing? What at all is the anointing? When we mention the anointing, what is the anointing? Go back to Acts 10:38. Now everybody look up there with me. He says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. With what? I can't hear you. With what? Those on my left. With what? Those on my right. With what? The substance of the anointing is the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. I said you need the Holy Ghost. That is all you need this year.
And one now we have.
You don't need money.
Yes, ka.
I'm feeling good now. You will go about doing good.
Papa.
How I wish to pray for all of you.
Send your
and symbolically anoint you with oil. I want to do that. Should I?
Oh yeah.
Are you sure?
Would you too?
Are you sure?
Would you too?
There'll be manifestations. Huh. Are you okay with it? New Year manifestations. There's one particular boy. Where is he? John. Where is he? Today you see you are sitting down quietly.
I see, I know one's out here.
Wow. So you think we should do the anointing service?
Yeah, then anointing service. Yes, right, and one.
It is 117.
About 117.
Oh, you are not bothered.
How? If you are coming, would you too?
How many of you want to do good this year? Some of you haven't done good in a long time. After the anointing, you shall do good.
Obey your papa.
I want to say amen.
Banka amen.
Oh yes, you shall do good.
Obey your papa.
Somebody give me a bowl.
Obey for bowl, brother. Ten.
Honestly, I did not prepare for. But if we have to, I will. No, a small one. Not this one.
Sir, as a kuwa.
So Zechariah 4:6.
It says it is not by might. Say with me, not by might.
Not by might.
This year I will overcome, not by might. Say with me, this year I will overcome. Not by might. There are some macho men who bomb fufu at the chopper.
Hey, ebi no mo show my battery again to get your mumbo fufu or chopper.
Or some of you think you will do well with hard work.
Mumbo be mo face ejumade na be ma wa ye.
Do you think so?
Oh yes, sir.
Hard work.
Ejumade ne.
Prudent work. You work intelligently.
Ejuma wudi nyansa na ye.
Yes.
Osuru nyansa.
The anointing will give you that difference.
Ah, sir.
I want to say amen.
Amen.
All right.
Oh,
in the Bible, we see that a woman,
trust him, Yehusa, or baby,
Magdalene, Mary.
Mary Magdalene.
She anointed Christ.
Oh, no, no, oh, sorry, Christ, oh,
with perfume.
Oh, the,
and poured it over his feet.
Ah, oh, the, gune, nan, so.
And cleaned it with her hair.
Oh, the, ninchi, we, pepai.
I think I must anoint the woman first.
Ah, so, 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 man, go.
Amen.
Amen.
If there's still time, then we go for the men. They may not like it, but I think this year the women must do better.
Ah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of you, you need to see properly.
Hey. Why not?
You are working with idiots.
When
so you, when your eyes are open. Look, I'm the only preacher who talks like this. Idiots and things, I will use them. Because if you are a Christian, you come to this church and you allow yourself to be fooled. Then you are a fool.
Now, but sorry. Now, my whole point. So be Jimmy Wa. And yeah, interpret this one. Many Jimmy because also for can save them to interpret it.
The anointing will not allow you to be fooled.
What a amen. Ego sira no e ma wo kwan e ma wo enya dia wo pe bia e ma ye njimi wo.
You don't like it.
One pair so far.
Me pe ni man ma wie na.
You love it, say I'm love it.
There's a song.
In you mean,
it says, "Fire burn the bad mind big."
Fire burn the bad mind them.
Everybody with a bad mind this year.
Obi piada, awa ande
fire. Fire burn them.
Ah, yami ja eshio.
Say with me, after this anointing.
After this anointing.
I can see well.
I can see well.
I can hear properly.
I can hear properly.
And I will know things.
And I will know things.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Walk with our eyes, so we walk with by faith.
And then you need to know the GDN, you need to know.
Under the anointing, I can tell you things that will happen. Easily. If I'm not anointed, I can't do it. But after the anointing, I can tell you. That is why you must seek to know. You must seek to hear. He said he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing healing all that were oppressed of the enemy. I want God to be with you. Amen. Oh, just come to me this way. And yourself. I want God to be with you this year. Let's go back. I want the Lord to be with you this year. That's all I desire for you. God will be with you. The Lord will be with you. He will be with you. For God was with him. If God was with Jesus, God will be with you. If God was with Jesus, God was with Jesus, he will be with you. If God was with Jesus, he will be with you. When you are anointed, he will be with you. Now the three of you hold hands. I pray for you this morning, this afternoon, on this New Year's Day, that above all, the Almighty be with you. Say amen. Oh, quickly, I beg you. I pray that the Lord will be with you. I pray that the Lord will be with you. I pray that the Lord will be with you. Hold your hands. Lord, we wait on you. Father, I pray this afternoon that above all, this year, you will be with them. Translate them from what they are, not into what they desire, but what you desire for them. Save them when you have to. Deliver them when you have to. But rip off the burden and break the yoke because of this anointing. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody shout in Jesus' name.
Oh, because we're yes to him.
Oh, say that properly. In Jesus' name.
We're yes to him.
I pray this year that you are anointed beyond measure. Beyond measure. Beyond measure. What you expect or imagine. Put your hands.
Most of us say.
Great abundance will be your portion. The Lord will move you to a new level. He will shape you and shape you and shape you. Oh, over the course of a year, you will begin to see greatness and abundance come your way. Whatever you touch with your hand, the Lord will bless it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. My God, I pray that you begin to do a new thing. A new thing. Pray for them. A new thing. A new thing. A new thing. A new thing in their lives. A new thing. Behold, all things are passed away. That whatsoever we bind here on this earth shall be bound in heaven. And when we lose, it shall be loose in heaven. We lose the heavenly blessing over this trio. That great things will begin to happen to them. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Serve you. Make them glad. associations that will make them exceptional. Put your hands. I pray this morning, my God, for your greatness, for your blessing, to transform them. They look ordinary, but with you they shall begin to look extraordinary. Bless you and give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Delight yourself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord. Put your hands up. My God, I pray for an ability, an ability, an ability, an ability, manifestation of the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you. Let me see. They shall seek you, they shall find you. They shall knock, and the door shall be opened. And the door shall be opened. The blessings of the Lord will come over them now and forevermore. Amen.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Join them quickly. If you don't leave space, I can't come there. So just stand well, just leave space so that I can move within you. Amen. Hallelujah. Real men. They take responsibility. After this prayer, you will be a leader. Amen. Wherever you are. Amen. You will stand out. Amen. And you will be a provider. Amen. As well. Amen. As young as you are or as old as you are. Amen. You will be a provider. Amen. There will be a spirit of excellence on you. Amen. Hallelujah. You stand tall. Amen. Because of the anointing. Amen. Are you ready?
Yes.
Begin to give thanks to the Lord. Begin to give thanks to the Lord. Today we are just doing it gently. But this year, we shall begin to see powerful manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Just give thanks to the Lord. When I touch you, just go back quietly. The Holy Spirit is gentle this morning, anointing men to receive favor
anointing men to receive honor. Anointing men to receive the supernatural. Anointing men to move ahead. Anointing men to be shaped and transformed. Anointing men to be blessed supernaturally. We believe in the supernatural. The anointing of the Holy Ghost, bringing life to the weak, bringing hope to the hopeless, bringing power to the lifeless, resurrection and restoration, a blessing beyond reason, a blessing that cannot be explained, a blessing that cannot be explained. You will not be explained. You will be a mystery. Nobody can understand you. You will be a supernatural blessing. Great people arising out of nothing. You are coming out. You are coming out now from obscurity. You are coming out from nothingness. You are coming out from nothing. You are not ordinary anymore. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. You are not ordinary anymore. Somebody shout, I am extraordinary. You are not ordinary anymore. No more. No more ordinariness. Excellence is what I bring to you by the Holy Spirit. Blessedness is what I bless you with by the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Blessedness. 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 In the name of Jesus. Assurance by faith. Now, in closing, everybody turn with me to the book of Genesis 39. I ask you to change either of any foreign currency. Just one.
It's
either a euro, a dollar, a pound sterling. Just one.
Say euro, dollars, pound sterling.
Canadian.
Canadian dollar.
Australia.
Australian dollar.
American.
American dollar.
If you did get it ready, I'll take it. Now, we read in Genesis chapter 39 something unique that happened. Somebody called
Joseph
was sold into slavery. And everybody forgot about him. His brothers sold him into slavery. They thought that was all. They thought they wouldn't see him again. And a captain of the Egyptian army bought him. Now let's look at verse
2.
Now, we shall all read together. But instead of Joseph, put your name there. Can you hear an amen?
Amen.
And the Lord was with.
And the Lord was with. Emmanuel and Peter.
You are not being romantic. Julia. And the Lord was with.
And the Lord was with Emmanuel and Peter.
And he was a prosperous.
And I was a prosperous man.
Still living in my house.
Still living in my house.
Now verse 3. And his master saw.
And his master saw.
That the Lord.
That the Lord.
was with me.
And I made all the difference.
And I made all the difference.
And God made all that he did.
And God made all that I do.
To prosper.
Amen.
Verse number 4. You see, as you read, God is making all that you will do this year to prosper. I said, God will make all that you do this year. Say to somebody, this year we are prospering.
This year we are prospering.
Unlike what we have seen before. Unlike what we have known. This one will be exceptional.
Hey, shout yes, Lord.
You see, it was the Lord who was making the difference. There were other people in the house. There were other people in the country. There were other people in the prison. There were other people around. It was God. God was making all that he did to prosper. Number 4. And me, Emmanuel Amperi. Mention your name. I said, and me, Emmanuel Amperi Jr. I have found grace. In the sight of the Lord. And I will serve him. And then he will make me an overseer. Over my house. You see,
well,
for anybody who will receive it,
Emma Obibiaro Obeji Sasemun.
This afternoon.
And then
for anybody who will receive it, you shall be made an overseer. The Lord will promote you. You will be the difference maker. Somebody shout hallelujah. People begin to ask, what made the difference? What
was it that made the difference?
What was it? Was it somebody? Was it a friend? Was it the father? Was it the mother? Was it the uncle? What was it that was making God? The Bible said, and God was with him.
Trust
him,
said Nana Onyankopo Eka Neho.
Put your hand on somebody's shoulder. Everybody place your hand on a shoulder. Make sure your hand is on a shoulder. This is the magic.
Where in the magic, you know? Magic, you know.
I said, this is the magic.
Well, the magic, no.
It is not anything. Yes. You must learn to associate with people who God is with.
As I said,
I'm reading from verse 2.
Okay, every.
And as your hand is on somebody, tell them what I say. Tell them that this afternoon, for the first time this year, I want to be the one who will bless you. So with my hands on your shoulder, I see the Lord being with you. And because of that, you shall be made a prosperous man. Or a prosperous man.
Boy, young boy.
You shall not be as you are. They will not know you as they have. Now,
there is something.
With you. You won't walk alone.
You never walk alone.
I said you won't walk alone.
You will never walk alone.
When they come around,
they will see
that someone
has come around.
They will mention your name.
And
they will say,
And they will say,
It seems like
this time,
this guy,
this lady,
there's something else.
The fools
will call it something romantic.
The fools will call it something romantic.
But the learned
will say
that God,
the Almighty,
is with you. And it shall be with you.
All the days of your life.
But especially this year.
God.
The host of his army.
The archangels.
All of them.
The cherubims.
The seraphims.
All of them.
Shall be with you.
Amen.
Lift up your hand to receive now.
You see,
I'm giving you all that I can give you now.
Because tomorrow
we will not have service.
Yeah,
no service tomorrow.
A holiday.
If you brought your currency, bring it. But lift up your hand to receive. Give me a nice song.
I'm walking in power. I'm working miracles. I live a life of favor. Because I know who I am. I'm walking in power. I'm working miracles. I live a life of favor. Because I know we are chosen. Come on, let me say. We are a chosen generation.
Just a minute. After that, you can do what you want to do. Just lift up your hand to receive. I can see and feel some presence around. And this year, the presence will be strong.
Yes, Lord.
It will be thick.
Yes, Lord.
We shall do great and mighty things.
Yes, Lord.
You see, with your hands stretched, you are receiving a gift from the Holy Ghost. You are receiving a gift from the Holy Ghost now. A supernatural gift.
Yes.
Some of you have knowings. Some of you will be strong spiritually.
Yes, Lord.
May there be abundance in your house. Last year, I gave a prophecy. I said, you'll never be hungry.
Yes.
There shall be food enough in your
house.
You will eat this year. To your satisfaction.
Yes.
All that you want to do.
Yes.
May the Lord give you enablement.
Yes.
And I like this one. You are overtaking some people. I said, you are overtaking some people. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say you are overtaking some people.
I'm overtaking it.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say you are overtaking some people.
Hey.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus,
I receive that.
I always like to receive what I have never received.
Oh, yes.
To go to places I've never been.
Yes.
To hear good things that I've never heard.
Yes.
All because I love God.
Yes.
He says, no eye has seen. The blessing that is coming your way, no eye has seen it.
As
the one is coming, no eye has seen it. What is coming? No ear has heard. And no heart has perceived. But it is coming. Because the Lord has prepared it. To give to you. May you receive. The best of the Lord. I said, may you receive the best of the Lord for this year. Goodness. Favor. Receive it now.
I receive it.
you will have a spirit of excellence.
Yes, sir.
And let me add this one. You are protected all the way.
Oh, yes, sir.
The Lord will preserve your life.
Oh, yes, sir.
And a year from now, we shall all come.
Yes.
To testify.
Oh, yes.
About the goodness.
Oh, yes.
Of the Lord.
Oh, yes.
This year, nothing will happen to you.
Amen.
Can anything happen to Jesus?
Never.
Nothing will happen to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now those of you who did not bring it, stretch forth your hands towards them. They are sowing foreign seeds. Sorry, you did not bring it. This year, what you have in your hand will follow after you.
Amen.
Whether it is a euro,
a
USD,
US dollars,
a pound sterling, it will follow after you.
Amen.
You'll be walking around and you see them coming before you.
Amen.
Won't you say amen?
Amen.
Most of you don't know how to enjoy foreign currency. You admire it from far. But foreign currency must be in your house.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
I said foreign currencies must be in your house. I want to say amen.
Amen.
I said foreign currency must be in your house.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hey. Hey. Foreign currency must be in your house.
Amen.
Every day when I walk, I have foreign currency with me.
Say they be on foreign currency.
Every day, ask me, I'll show it to you. No, I'm not giving it to you, I'll show it to you.
Where you are
saw when you are anointed, it will come.
There's something. Ah, receive the
anointing.
Wow. I receive it in Jesus' name.
No, I'm not giving you.
I receive it in Jesus' name.
You can touch it. Feel it in my pocket.
Let me feel it. I receive it. Yeah. Hey. Hey.
Be careful.
Hey. I receive it. I receive it in Jesus' name.
I said this year, you will see them.
I will see them.
They will be coming.
They will be coming.
It says it shall come after you.
It shall come after me.
I said it shall come after you.
It shall come after me.
Oh, as for Ghana City, it is our currency.
Yes.
I'm not talking about that one.
Hey.
But I'm talking about foreign currencies. You are not an importer.
Yes, I'm not an importer.
But you have foreign currency.
Hey, in the name of Jesus.
It will be with you.
Yes.
And you change them at will.
Yes, change them.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you. Whatever you want to do with it. Final blessing, then I say, oh, you can sit down. Sit down.
Sit down.
Are you tired?
What bread?
Oh, are you tired?
What bread?
It's 1st January. Where were you going anyway?
1st January. Oh, coin.
The visitor you were expecting will not come.
Oh, what now? What's he training him? No.
I decree that they wait for you and be frustrated.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, yes. I'm not going to come.
I'm giving you better food. When I finish, you can go.
I'm not going to come. I just won't pay. Afi, hey, Yagaboro Bakashababa.
I'm giving you the bread of life and the blood of Jesus. What more can you expect? Father, I sanctify the communion right now. I pray
for the bread and the wine, that anybody who receives it and takes it will add to the transformation that will take place in their life this year. A meal that we shall share, and we agree that from now complete transformation has taken place. And for any who has a disease in their body, we strike it down in Jesus' name,
Jesus,
and release the blessing of God over them in Jesus' mighty name. Now come from this way quickly.
Simba,
shout.
Come ye broken hearted, come to Jesus now. Come ye who hungry, come to Jesus now. Come ye broken hearted, come to Jesus now. Come ye who thirst after righteousness, come to Jesus now. For he's the bread of life, the living water, come to Jesus now. He's the bread of life, the living water, come to Jesus now. Nyamo, yes, we hear my dad. Daryl, yes, we hear my dad. Daniel, yes, you hear about that? Oh, no. Missy, yes, you hear about that? Keyboard, yes, you hear about that? Masenku nisu, manisu, senku. Danny, Okodia, yes, you hear about that? Manisu base, Manisu. Yes, he is bad. Monsieur Biaro Bezi Pino. Oh, Biaro Benu. Oh, Biaro Bezi Pino. Oh, Biaro Benu. Biaro Bezi Pino.
Make sure there's none left, please.
But more than say a binka.
No, it's for the children. Make sure all the children go back there and have
a portion. All
right. Lift it up before the Lord. Sanctified. We pray that even as we partake in the body, we ask that it was broken for our sake. And we are receiving the benefit of all that he did in his body. We lift up the bread of life and say with me, this is the body of Christ.
This is the body of Christ. Amen.
up the cup. Bible says he lifted up the cup and gave thanks and said, this is my blood of the new covenant. And I say, as a priest of the Most High God, that even as you drink of the cup on a new day like this, in a new year like this, everything in your life for this year shall become new. Beloved, the blood of Christ. Thank the Lord for your life. Just say thank you to the Lord for your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
I call you home. Your name is home.
If you brought your tithe today, you can come and bless it quickly for you.
Your name is home.
Your name is home. Only you are and holy.
If you brought any thanksgiving seed for the Lord, you can bring it also.
I call you.
One day, I'm for real. So by your own hand, I'm going to pass your papa.
I call you. Your name is.
Now somebody say,
only you are so missing, so missing.
Give me something else.
Jesus.
Is that all? Is everybody here? Father, we pray today as we continue to sow our seeds. May we reap financial harvests, different harvests from different places. May the Holy Spirit Himself bring our way increase and abundance. May we begin to experience much more harvest than we are used to. May we be able to take in the blessedness of magnification and enlargement. Enlarge our tent. Enlarge our territory. Establish us and bless the work of our hands. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. The patrol ushers, pneumonia ready. Pneumonia ready. I just sent an offering. Ushers, pneumonia ready. Send a money, send here the second offering. Here did I know? Hallelujah. As I see a plenty, have we? Now, yes, here, no, see, yeah, second offering. Bompire good offering, so bompire good second offering. Bompire good. Bompire good. Father, we bless you. We thank you for providing for us to be able to help your kingdom. And as we build, Father, Lord, God Almighty, we know that our houses will not lie desolate, Father Lord, but you, O Lord, will bless us more and more. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen.